This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Stay warm, my friends. Yeah, another chilly one, and maybe a little bit tomorrow. It'll moderate a bit. It's going to be up and down, I guess, for the next couple of months. Hey, be happy for the break, because you know it'll be just like this. We'll snap our fingers, and we'll be like, getting out of the shower, start sweating immediately, tired of the heat. So
step out of the front door, and you're just like drenched.
Embrace it, my friends. Be thankful and happy, and just it should add to the joy of the season, hopefully.
But it's time for bugging, not smile, Bob. You're saying all these happy things.
Oh,
yeah. What's bugging you is the question.
You will be happier if you're able to air it out and get it off your chest, some of the things that are bugging you. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now and tell us what's bugging you. 877-975-9825.
I got one.
You got one right off the bat?
Right. Yeah, I can jump right in if you want me to.
Okay.
Happened this morning. So, you know, my alarm goes off at 3 o'clock. I woke up at 2:30. Eyes just opened up. I'm like, wow, I've got half an hour.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Close my eyes, open my eyes. It was 2:56. I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't even experience the falling back asleep or the gently waking up. It's like, how did it? No, it can't be. I was in denial, but it
isn't
really
that better than like kind of laying there going, oh, I got 30 more minutes, and then you're like, oh, I wish I could sleep a little bit, that 30 minutes, and then you're going back and forth.
You got me there. Because and then you've wasted that half
hour.
Yes,
wasted. That's how you feel. Wasted.
And you didn't get rested. You just irritated.
Yeah.
You might as well just get up anyway.
Yeah, and then you're kind of anxious the whole day because you feel like whether it really affects you physically, you know you were cheated out of 30 minutes.
Oh.
So it weighs on you through the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you snap at people and you go, sorry, I didn't sleep that well last night, which is a good excuse.
You've come to use that one on a regular basis?
Moi?
Yeah.
Moi? How dare you? Maybe a couple times.
So that did bug me, but it's like, it really felt like I closed my eyes and opened them just like that, and it was 26 minutes went by.
But you slept well overall.
I did, and that was the great thing. But then, and sometimes I'm glad if I wake up a couple minutes before the alarm because it's not as jarring. Mm-hmm. I keep it kind of turned low so it's not like when you had a real alarm clock back in the day. You know, a crank up one and they were loud. Yeah.
Like a little brrr, brrr.
Yes.
Then it gets a little louder. Brrr,
like Greg.
Brrr.
Hey, it's time to get up. Yeah, that's what I prefer.
That's
opposed to, hey, you got to get him go to work, dude.
Me coming and clapping. Pump it up, Greg.
Oh, yeah, that really bugs me, which is why he does it.
No.
No, he knows it does.
I had no idea it irritated you to that point. Right. Anyway, call in now, 877-975-9825, and Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, Greg's old Panasonic alarm with the snooze button. But what's bugging me is I watch a lot of news over YouTube, news channels, and I watch a lot of news conferences. And what's bugging me is there's very often the American Sign Language person off to the side, which is fine because I have the highest respect for accommodating the hearing impaired public. But these American Sign Language interpreters, they feel compelled to do all kinds of facial contortions and gesticulations, almost as if they're adding political interpretation. And so I think they should just stick with the mouthing of the words because the hearing impaired do lip reading and just use their hands. They don't need to do all the interpretive facial expressions.
Yeah, there was one in particular yesterday that I was watching. And I'm trying to think who it was. And it was the guy was because of his facial gesticulation. Is that the word used?
I'm not sure. I think Dr. John should call if you've got that.
But it was. it was very distracting. It was. But, I mean, I appreciate the thought behind it.
But I wonder if it's just part of their expression of helping them to do it and be on track and all that kind of thing.
Well, the thing is, all modern TV stations and broadcast things, they all have closed captions. So yeah. It's not as necessary as they try to make you think it is. I think it is a feel-good thing.
Or is it for people who may be there?
Oh, in the, yeah. At the press conference?
Because there's always people who just don't listen. Just saying.
Oh. Well, yeah, because there's some people that can't listen.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say, Greg?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Bob.
Okay. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Buckshot, what's bugging you?
I love our president, and I voted for him, but I wish he'd quit talking about tariffs being paid for by other countries. It's the corporations and the businesses here in the United States that are paying for them, and then the prices get jacked up, and we, the consumer and the private citizen, are the ones actually paying for it.
It seems like we pay for everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of how that works, I think.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can see how that would be bugging you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, so authorities in one particular eastern seaboard city think that, well, it's okay by, you know, artificially manipulating crime numbers. Why would you do that? I'll explain coming up on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, listen to The Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.